a few dollars, but spend that on cheesecake. But I got a father who will never leave me. I'm low in revenue, but I never knew that life would change up on me. Go up and down like them levels do. And that devil dude, he can catch you too. Piece of the head with a force of violence that he never knew. Ooh, that's kind of violent, but I'm feeling highly serious like a Molly trying to start a new way. Get that drama out my new day. I don't need no drama, giving up for that to mama. Now I'm trying to start a new groove, just like a talking llama. And I can't do it all alone, I know I need my father. I'm swearing on the Yomi, so girl don't even bother.
Hello, hello, what is up, everybody? It is your boy, Dellen Walker, CEO and founder of Style and Grace LLC, and this is my first podcast. I'm actually really excited about that. As you all know, a few months ago, or maybe a month or two ago, I released a promotional flyer on all social media platforms of mine, letting you all know that I will be doing a YouTube and podcast show called Faith and Fashion Sit Down with Style and Grace. And I am the host of that. And first of all, before we hop into a few things, first, I would like to give an honor to God, whom is the head of my life. It is in Him that I do live, move, and have my being. And also, I would like to send a huge shout out and thank you all to everyone that has supported Style and Grace LLC, whether it was having me style you for an event or ordering a Godfidence t-shirt. Your support means the world to me. I have so many amazing things in store for you all and for myself in 2019. I have some amazing stuff. I wish I could share it all with you on today, but unfortunately I cannot, because when y'all see it and when you get a chance to experience it and when you get a chance to just enjoy it with me, I know you all are going to love it. Yeah, and y'all's support means the world to me. Shout out to everybody, that when I put this poll on my Instagram feed, wondering if you all would support my YouTube podcast show, 97% of you voted yes. So shout out to you all that have just been rocking with me since day one. I truly appreciate and love you all. So, I'm not gonna be before you too long with this podcast show, with this podcast on today. Actually, I just kind of came on here to talk to you all about a few things, about a few New Year's resolutions and things, and basically fulfilling your New Year's resolutions. Some of us don't do New Year's resolutions. I know a few people that don't do it, and I know a lot of people that do. But I believe that this year, God will manifest everything that we've been asking and praying to Him about. So I'm just excited for 2019. I believe that 2019 is going to be a great year. I believe that this is the year of overflow. I believe that this is the year that businesses are going to take off. I just believe that God is doing something new this year and in this season. And I truly thank and praise Him for whatever He's getting ready to do in my life and in yours. So before we hop off into that, as you all know, this podcast and YouTube show is called Faith and Fashion Sit Down with Style and Grace. And on this show, we're going to be talking about fashion on this show. On this show, I'm going to prayerfully help someone find their sense of style, because a lot of times we oftentimes move with society on what society is doing, on how society is dressing, what brands are in. We try to just move with the times, and I'm not saying all the time that it's a bad thing, but it's very important that you find out who you are as a person. And I believe that when you find out who you are as a person, that's when you come to the sense of what your style is. And also, I believe that we are all fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. And I believe that God's image shows through the way we carry ourselves. And that's what my business is based off of. Style and Grace LLC is based on helping people find their image and letting people know that you are beautiful, letting people know that your style is unique, letting people know that the style you have, God wants you to have that style because that's who God blessed you to be. And having your own style and your own sense of fashion, it's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. And I truly believe that God has blessed me with this gift to be able to help enhance people's style and to be able to give people a confidence boost, a confidence boost, if you want to get technical. But yeah, so we're going to be covering that on the show. Also, we are going to be talking about what's hot, what trends aren't, what trends we think should come back, what trends shouldn't come back. Also, we are going to be going over some of our best and worst looks of the week. So that's going to be super excited. Also, I have a wonderful lineup of guest co-hosts that I'm going to be bringing on the show. I just confirmed a few of them yesterday, so I'm super excited about that. I have some amazing things in store for this podcast, and I hope you all are as excited as I am. And of course, we cannot leave out the main thing, the source of this show. We're going to be talking about faith. I want to encourage people on this podcast, YouTube show. I want to help strengthen and grow people, because I think we hear so many things over the airwaves nowadays, but I don't think we hear enough encouraging words. I don't think there's enough uplifting things that people are listening to these days. So I kind of wanted to just come on and do something different. Something fun, something innovative, and something that would capture people's attention, but in a good way. So we're going to be talking about that. It's just going to be a lit year for myself, for my business, and I pray it's going to be a lit year for you as well. So I cannot wait till you all go on this journey with me. I pray that today, this topic that I'm going to be talking to you about, which is the manifestation of your vision coming to pass in 2019, I hope it strengthens you. I hope it encourages you, and I hope it blesses you. Also, on every podcast show I'm going to be doing, you're going to hear some of my favorite music. I am a lover of all things gospel music, from gospel hip hop to country gospel, to every gospel genre you can think of. I'm such a fan of it. And the intro song that you listened to today was by artist CJ King. The song was called Good Day off of his album that was released in 2016 called Swervin'. Make sure you all go purchase it. It is available on all music outlets, from Tidal to Apple Music to iTunes to Google Play. It's available. So you all make sure you go out and support Kingdom Music. So let's just hop right into it. Like I said, I won't be before you too long. And the topic that God placed on my heart for today was the manifestation of your vision coming to pass in 2019. Now, how many of you out there made a New Year's resolution? I myself do have New Year's resolutions. And sometimes when we make these New Year's resolutions, I believe a lot of times so many people, or at least the people that I got a opinion from, they said the reason why sometimes they don't do it is because they write it down and the vision never comes to pass. And they said it just discourages them. So they was like, you know, I personally just don't do it. I believe that God's will be done in my life in whatever year it is. So they was like, I just don't write them down or whatever. And that's perfectly fine. Not everyone believes in that. But also remember in Habakkuk, God told us to write the vision and make it plain. So don't get so caught up on what isn't happening, because he said the vision is for an appointed time. So it may not happen right when you want it to happen, but be of good courage because it will happen. So for myself, I try to write out a vision each year and I try to go after it. But for the past 2 years, God has been doing something different, because in the past, I was just like a few other people that I had talked to. I would, you know, write out the vision, but it wouldn't come to pass. So 1 year, I just had to think to myself, I said, okay, Dylan, why is your vision not coming to pass? You know, so I prayed about it. I'm like, Lord, it's so many things that I desire to do. It's so many things that I want to experience, but I still haven't been able to experience it yet. And one of the things that God showed me was, he showed me that I focused on too much of the wrong thing. That I didn't go after the things that I wanted to accomplish. I didn't put the time and the work into everything that I had wrote down. I didn't go after it. I just kind of wrote it down and I expected God to automatically do it and perform it without me putting in work. And it doesn't work like that, guys. You have to put in work in order to see God's vision for your life come to pass. The Bible says faith without works is what? Is dead. So you can't expect something to come to pass without you putting in the work for it. You have to be prayed up, you have to be fasted up, and you have to be disciplined. So once I got those three things under my belt, I just began to go after my dreams little by little. I began to get realistic goals for myself, set them, go after them, and accomplish them. Not only that, I began to set a time period for myself. Not only that, I have people in my life that hold me accountable. Like, hey, did you accomplish this? You said you wanted to accomplish this. Did you do it? And I think that's very important, even in our walk with God, for to have people in your inner circle that will hold you accountable. That is very important, because sometimes it takes a best friend, a mom, a dad, a sister, a brother, a cousin, or somebody, whoever that person is that's listening right now, that has somebody close to you that always holds you accountable. Keep that person around, because sometimes we need that push. When you don't feel like going after that thing, or when you're tired because you don't feel like it's happening, or if it's not happening the way you feel it should, sometimes we need that person to say, you know what, even though it ain't happening right now, it will happen. Don't give up on your dreams. I'm not gonna let you. Sometimes we need people that believe in us more than we believe in ourselves sometimes. I've been there. But I thank God for the people that he has placed in my life to help me get to the next level. So make sure you all have somebody that helps you be accountable to reach those goals. Remember, you can't have a day off. When you want to accomplish something, sometimes it requires not sleeping. Sometimes it requires you being up all night and day. It requires that. So be not weary in well doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. I just want to encourage somebody today to stay strong, to keep the faith, to hold on to that vision that you've been having. Don't slack on it. Don't slack on God's promises. Don't quit praying. Don't quit fasting. Don't quit believing God. Because sometimes we get weary. You know, we a few months go by and we feel like, okay, God, it's the new year. And sometimes we look at everybody else. You know, good things happening for everybody else. And sometimes we're like, okay, God, what about me? But God has not forgotten about you. God loves you and he cares for you and he wants the best for you. But sometimes it's us. Sometimes we don't put in the work, in the effort. So I'm telling somebody today to grind for that gift. Put in work towards that gift. Get people to help you accomplish that gift. And I promise you, you will succeed. I love you all. Like I said, I didn't come on here to be, you know, before you long. The rest of my podcast will be released in April. So I pray that you can listen to this and hold on to this until April. Like I said before, I have some amazing, wonderful things in store for you all. I just can't wait. This really is the year of God's manifestation. And before I leave you all, I kind of want to share something with you that Sunday, my pastor, shout out to Suffragan Bishop Avery Burrell, his sermon was Regain Your Perspective. 2019 will only bring good news and blessings. And somebody out there that's listening today, don't receive nothing else but good news. Keep all negativity out your spirit and only receive good news. Because that's all 2019 is bringing. Regain your perspective. Change your outlook on a lot of things. You may look at something one way, but God looks at it totally different. You may see yourself owning a small store, but God wants to give you something big. Something that even you can't fathom or believe. So hold on to that. And I pray that you all are encouraged. I'm going to be leaving you with the song that we started off listening to today by CJ King. Good day. I pray you all are encouraged by this podcast today. God bless you all. And I'll talk to you soon. Peace and love. Bye-bye.